During the same era, gold and silver became vital exports. From 1500 to 1800, tens of thousands of tons of silver were shipped to Spain from Mexico and Bolivia. However, in an era of hostility between European powers, sailors could not expect safe passage if they encountered ships from other nations. In one incident, English explorer-turned-pirate Francis Drake robbed a Spanish ship carrying 36 kilograms of gold and 26 tons of silver. He was lauded as a hero in England and reviled as a criminal in Spain. But perhaps Spain should not have been so outraged by Drake's theft, because the massive influx of gold and silver would ultimately harm its economy. Precious metals were the currency of the day, so the arrival of ships laden with gold and silver was the equivalent of a modern government printing too much money. Prices of goods and services rose, imports grew, and exports shrank. Tellingly, the region where the precious metals arrived, Andalusia, suffered earliest. Spanish manufacturers of ships, ropes, and silk found themselves unable to compete on the world market, and their businesses collapsed. In 1500, Spain was one of the world's wealthiest nations. Two centuries later, it was a backwater. An echo of Spain's experience is the modern-day resource curse, in which valuable mineral assets can end up impoverishing a nation. Among low-income nations, those with significant resource deposits tend to grow more slowly.